Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And did you know in about, I think it was 14 months or something from that time, that $3.2 million came in, plus we had nearly doubled our expenses. We expanded television, and our normal operating expenses were double, which would have been a miracle in itself to just cover that. We not only did that, but we also raised $3.2 million extra to get in there because I prayed in tongues and the Holy Spirit gave me a word, and it's one of the smartest, best things that I ever did. Like my mother, I think I mentioned this the other night, but my mother was telling me right before she died, she just died June the 1st, and she was telling me right before she died, she says, "You aren't smart enough to do all of this." And it's absolutely true. You know what? I wasn't smart enough to come up with this, but I was saying, "God, I know that you have an answer." I prayed in tongues, asked God for wisdom, and boom, this answer came. And it's one of the smartest, best things that I ever did. The only thing I can take credit for is that I prayed in tongues and had enough sense to say, "God, show me what I'm saying." That's about the only smart thing I did. And everything outside of that, it was God that inspired it. You know what? The Holy Spirit will make you look good. The Holy Spirit will make you look like you know what you're doing. I had somebody come up to me this morning and said, "You may not remember this, but," and they told me about something I said to them years ago. And I said, "I don't remember any of it." And he says, "Man, it was God." And you know what? It makes me look like I'm really awesome. But all I was the Holy Spirit just giving you a word, and you just say what the Holy Spirit tells you, and it makes you look good. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, if you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues, you've got the switch to flip, to start the flow of God's wisdom and power. And all you got to do is interpret it, and it'll give you wisdom. You'll know what to do. You'll know how to respond. You'll know how to overcome problems. You'll know how to still have joy when everybody else is fearful. I tell you, it's powerful, and very, very, very few Christians, even very few Spirit-filled Christians, use it. Most people only speak in tongues when they're in a service and all of a sudden here's the presence of God and you feel a goosebump, and so you speak in tongues kind of as a release, just to, "Oh, this is the Holy Spirit," and you say a couple of words in tongues, and that's about it for most Christians. They don't use it like a tool. They don't use it. Paul said, "I speak in tongues more than you all." We need to be speaking in tongues. Let me give this one other piece of information that I think will really be helpful. When I'm talking about speaking in tongues and interpreting it, I don't stop praying in tongues and pray in English a word-for-word interpretation. It's not a translation. It's an interpretation. It's like 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14 says, when you pray in tongues, your spirit prays, but your understanding is unfruitful. All you've got to do is get your understanding fruitful. Benefiting. You don't have to stop praying in tongues and then pray in English. If you're in a church service and you start praying in tongues, the scripture says that we should give an interpretation in English so that others are an interpretation in the known language so that others could be edified by it. So if you're in a church service, yes, if you're praying in tongues, pray and then get an interpretation in the known language so that others will be benefited. But if you're praying by yourself, you don't have to stop praying in tongues and stop and give a translation in English. All you need is just for your understanding to become fruitful. Like when I was walking that trail and praying, I never quit praying in tongues, but in my mind, as I was praying with my mind, I just began to remember this prophecy. God began to explain to me about what to do and give me wisdom and show me. And I never stopped praying and interpreted it in English. I just all of a sudden began to understand. God gave me revelation. And I couldn't tell you how many hundreds, thousands of times I've taken a scripture and said, "God, I just do not understand this. How do I understand this? It looks completely opposite to this passage over here." And I'll pray in tongues and say, "Holy Spirit, give me understanding." And I'll start praying in tongues. And boom, I just understand it. It's like somebody just drew a picture for me. And I get a supernatural revelation. I remember going to a man's church. I went to his church for 20 years at Easter, every single year. And this guy had multiple doctorate degrees, earned degrees, not honorary. And this guy, I went to his church for 20 years. And when I first started going, he was a little offended at me. Because he says, you are ignorant. It's obvious that you have never studied Greek and Hebrew and you do not know these things. And you come up and say that this is what this verse says. And it's completely contrary to everything I've been taught. And he says, I go and study it out and look in the Greek and the Hebrew. And what you're saying is there. He says, I can see it once you've said it. But he says, I know you don't know Greek and Hebrew. You didn't figure this out. And he says, this is not fair. I have spent 10 years studying. And how do you know these things? And he would take offense at me. And I'd tell him, I said, well, I pray in tongues and believe God for an interpretation. And he was really offended that, you know, you could get it by the Spirit instead of just having to go through 10 years of hard effort digging it out. And he was offended. But you know what? The Holy Spirit will impart wisdom to you. God will show you things. And brothers and sisters, I'm trying to get across to you that we have so much power. We have a treasure on the inside of us that, as Jesus said, it is actually better for you that I leave and send the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to be more beneficial than having me here. Boy, most people just, oh, no way. Yes way. The Holy Spirit, having the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you is actually better than having Jesus in His physical presence. John chapter 16, verse 7. That is an amazing truth. And most of us haven't fully appreciated the Holy Spirit. We haven't used it. And so because of it, we just think, oh yeah, I came and got the Holy Spirit, speak in tongues one time as evidence that you've received, and then you forget it and go your way. I'm telling you, you need to be praying in tongues. You need to be speaking in tongues. You need to be constantly saying, God, show me. Show me what today is going to hold. Show me what I need to know for today. And if you would do that, it would move you out of the realm of being only human. And it would make you into a God-possessed person that could start getting supernatural results. God will show you things about people. God will tell you things that you couldn't know. Man, I've read people's mail before. I've told people things that I can guarantee. I've had people just shocked, like, how do you know this? Because of the Holy Spirit. And here's another little clue along this. Lots of times I'll just pray in tongues. And I don't know anything that I'm saying at that moment. But I believe that as I pray in tongues and just worship the Lord, that it makes me sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And then when I come into a meeting like this, and at the end of these services, if you've been staying around, I operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit and I call out things. We had a woman last night that I said somebody's collarbone was broken. And I believed it was by a wreck and a steering wheel had hit them and had broken their collarbone. And you know, nobody responded. And nobody responded. And I kept talking and nobody responded. Finally, a woman stood and said, well, 30 years ago I did that and it's healed, but it didn't heal right. And I've always had a little bit of problem. And man, it was God speaking to her. How do you know these things? Because I pray in tongues, and then it may be a week or a month later, I'm in a service. And when I start yielding myself, what I was speaking in tongues a month ago is being revealed to me. This is how you flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's how you get the power of God flowing. Awesome. I'm telling you, praying in tongues is one of the most important things. And some people say, well, it's the least gift. Well, if it's the least, man, what are the other gifts like? Amen. Speaking in tongues is awesome. You need to be praying in tongues. And you know, here's another thing about praying in tongues. I need to quit. But let me just say this one last thing. When you pray in tongues, even to this day, the Bible says when you pray in tongues, your understanding is unfruitful. Now, you can pray for an interpretation and get it fruitful, but I mean in the natural realm, you do not know what you're saying, and your mind dislikes this. You have spent your entire life trying to be a person that functions well and says smart things and is considered to be intelligent. And it's just, when you start speaking in tongues, it's foolishness to the natural mind. It makes no sense. And that, in that is one of the greatest virtues of speaking in tongues. Because your natural mind every time will say, foolish, silly, nothing. And for you to continue to speak in tongues, you have got to go beyond the natural and get into faith and start getting in the spirit realm. If you don't get into faith, you will quit speaking in tongues. If you can speak in tongues, you can say a phrase or so in tongues and just do it kind of like something you just let out, you know, and it's not much to you. But for you to pray in tongues for an hour, I don't know if any of you have ever tried that. You ought to try it. You'll think in 5 minutes you've certainly been an hour. And your carnality, if you are a carnal person that is focused on your problems and you're just so into yourself and you are so natural and you aren't flowing in the supernatural, it'll be like pulling teeth to get you to pray in tongues. It'll be one of the hardest things you've ever done in your life because your mind is used to being in control. Your mind is used to being negative. Your mind is used to worrying and operating in fear. And for you to pray in tongues, you just nearly have to override your mind and say, shut up, I'm going to operate in the Spirit. And that's one of the greatest benefits of speaking in tongues. It will force you to take a step into the spirit realm. And the longer you do it, the harder it'll become on your flesh, the easier it'll become on your spirit. And you can get to where you can pray in tongues hours upon time. You can get to where you just pray in tongues without even thinking about it. You're thinking about something else and doing other things, but in your heart, you're just praying in tongues. And I tell you, it is one of the greatest things for getting you out of being a carnal, natural, mere human being and into the spiritual realm. It's one of the greatest things that you can do. And we need to be doing it. We need to be speaking in tongues. We need to be taking advantage of what God has given us.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM237 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
Let me remind you once again that today is our last day to make the teaching in this set available as a gift. And so please call or write today. And when you request these materials, also, please ask someone to pray with you about receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. A lot of people just have heard of this, but they really don't understand the benefit of it, and so they aren't real motivated. If you have understood what I've talked about the last few days, then you ought to be motivated to receive this, something that will allow you to tap into the perfect mind of Christ. So please call the number and request the materials and also receive prayer.
Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.